Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Millions have voted already in Southern California.
It is, however, less than what we saw 4 years ago, so we don't know if that's an indication of a lighter turnout in this election or anticipation of a surge here today and tomorrow.
It's the day before Election Day, November 4th. It's LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. We'll tell you who's preparing and how.
The alert came this morning from LAPD to all sworn officers.
And we've lost a music legend.
Quincy Jones had an extraordinary career that's almost impossible to summarize.
But we'll try. It's all ahead, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. Hard to believe the election is tomorrow. And the big question on everyone's mind is, when will we have an answer? That depends on a lot of things. In California, it has taken days after the election because we're one of the few states that allows ballots to come in up to a week after Election Day. We talked with the man in charge of counting the votes in L.A. County, a lot of them. L.A. County is bigger than 40 U.S. states. Dean Logan says his office is prepared for some long days ahead. So far, 260,000 people have cast ballots at those voting centers. 1.5 million vote-by-mail ballots have come in.
It's a lot of activity. It is, however, less than what we saw 4 years ago. So we don't know if that's an indication of a lighter turnout in this election or anticipation of a surge here today and tomorrow. So we'll see how that plays out. I do think we're going to see a lot of activity both today and then tomorrow in particular.
Logan says he anticipates a big number of mail-in ballots coming in on Election Day, the days after. Mail-in ballots counted as long as it's postmarked on or before Election Day. But again, it can arrive 7 days later. Some visible signs of stepped-up security in downtown L.A. Nobody wants to predict what will happen, but everyone wants to be ready.
The alert came this morning from LAPD to all sworn officers that they must report to work in uniform starting 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Only exceptions are officers who work undercover, in vice, or in narcotics. And if you look around downtown Los Angeles, the U.S. courthouse, the federal building there, it's surrounded by fencing, same too, fencing up a barrier up at LAPD headquarters. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass tells KNX News there's nothing, at least nothing now, suggesting there could be trouble tomorrow.
I will tell you that we are prepared for anything that might happen, working in close collaboration with our county partners, especially the sheriff's office, and the sheriffs are responsible for collecting all the ballots. I believe we'll have a nice, peaceful election day, and we do know that the election, especially on the presidential level, will not be decided by tomorrow. tomorrow night. It might be possible that we can tell a trend, but it will be a few days before we get the results in. I'm sure we'll have the results of the U.S. Senate race, though.
Mayor Bass says today she'll be part of meetings with state and federal officials, meetings where the topic is Election Day security.
It's Craig Figner from our City Hall Bureau. A lot of ballot measures to consider if you're pulling out that ballot and you're trying to make all of these decisions now, trying to become an expert on all of these things at the last minute. A lot of people do that, we know. Well, here's a breakdown of one of them, at least Prop 33, the one on rent control with Karen Adams.
Prop 33 would give local jurisdictions more power to regulate rent. But analyst Hernan Molina says measures like this have come before voters in the past and have failed.
I believe three times, and three times it went down because obviously developers and realtors and landlords groups have mounted a ferocious opposition to these ballot initiatives in the past, and this one as well. The issue with the rent control ordinances as they are written today is that for the most part, they cover what's existing or old construction. It's also important for the listeners to know that there is a rent control regulation today, which was enacted by a bill that Assemblymember David Chu of San Francisco proposed, AB 1482, where big corporations, multifamily housing, the increases cannot be a certain percentage above inflation. But this one is all obviously going to be more restrictive.
We're breaking down all the races best we can on KNX News, and we'll have the only live, local, nonstop election coverage in Southern California on Election Day, starting at 5 o'clock on the radio, starting at 7 o'clock on YouTube, 97.1 FM, KNXnews.com, on the Odyssey app, on the KNX YouTube channel. So be there. Other big story in Southern California this week is the Santa Ana Wind event, the first big one of the season. Got a little break for Election Day, and then another more serious wind event coming Tuesday night into Thursday. And SoCal Edison's warning about 170,000 people they could lose power if the wind is strong enough.
Does not mean that fires are forecast to start. It just means that if one does start, they will get out of control very quickly.
That's Andrew Rourke with the National Weather Service. Now, because of the increased danger, SoCal Edison has gotten the word out that public safety power shutoffs might be necessary in an effort to protect the public. Gabriella Ornelas is with Edison. She says they have a team of fire scientists and meteorologists on hand.
Taking a look at where those strongest winds are happening or projected to happen. And our fire scientists are also able to look at data from dry vegetation, how much rain have those areas received this year.
She tells me a public safety shutoff is a last resort, but if that happens, Edison still has to inspect its power lines and other components before they can flip the switch and turn the juice back on again.
That's John Baird covering the weather. R.I.P. Quincy Jones, the legend who produced Michael Jackson's Thriller and so many other albums, died last night. Publicists said he passed away peacefully in Bel Air, surrounded by his family. Here's Anthony DeCurtis from Rolling Stone.
Quincy Jones had an extraordinary career that's almost impossible to summarize. But if you had to say, what is he best known for, it would have to be his work with Michael Jackson.
He also worked with Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald, and famously produced the 1985 charity record, We Are the World, The Greatest Night in Pop, as the documentary was called. Wish we could play that. Can't play music on the podcast. What a shame. Talk to the Berklee College of Music's Crystal Banfield, too, who worked closely with Jones.
He used to kind of joke about that. I mean, how he could just, he was global constantly. He was always around the world in some place trying to affect change, doing everything that he could do to continue the music. You know, he always looked at it as being a very positive force.
If you had to guess how many Grammys Quincy Jones got, what would you say? 28. In a Kennedy Center honor for his contribution to American culture. His daughter, actress Rashida Jones, five other daughters, a son, three siblings survive him. Quincy Jones was 91 years old. Once-in-a-lifetime chance for fans of Star Trek like myself, Julian's Auctions holding a huge sale of original memorabilia from the various movies and TV shows.
We have over 230 lots of items that are directly linked to Star Trek, props, pieces of wardrobe, and that's everything from the original series all the way up to Picard.
It's Cody Frederick from Julian's. He says one of the most exciting things is a communicator used by Bill Shatner as Captain Kirk. He says it's what he calls a hero prop.
A hero prop is a prop that is the close-up image, the beauty item. So it is highly detailed, and this is one of what there is believed to be two hero versions that was ever created. And we have an estimate on this particular item from $100,000 to $200,000.
Here's another one, a phaser from the original series, also expected to go for six figures. Costumes, set pieces, photos signed by the cast, even a set of Vulcan ears. Something for next Halloween. Auction starts on Saturday. And that's the LA Local for this day before Election Day, 4th of November. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships, lacarguy.com, 97.1 FM. Stay connected on Apple Smart. Blah, blah, blah. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News, Odyssey app, search for KNX News. And remember, live local election night coverage on YouTube. You can get to it at knxnews.com on Election Day, on the air starting at 5, on YouTube starting at 7. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.